Besser in News. I'm Mary Rose. One U.S. service member is still missing after his plane was shot down over Iran.
Search and rescue underway for a U.S. pilot following the shoot down of his plane over Iran. One of the two pilots on that F-15 Strike Eagle that Iran ID'd was rescued. The U.S. military promising a reward for the other pilot. Also on Friday, a second American warplane was hit, Iran IDing it as an A-10 Warthog attack jet. Meanwhile, Saturday, an Iranian drone damaged Oracle's headquarters in Dubai, while the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran said an airstrike hit near its Bashir nuclear facility. I'm Julie Walker.
Senator Tom Cotton is confident that Operation Epic Fury will not evolve into a protracted conflict.
I said from the beginning that I expected this campaign would last weeks, not months. Here 4 weeks into it, I'll stick to that for now.
Senator Cotton, an Arkansas Republican, made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. A surprising announcement this week from the Pentagon, even with a war underway against Iran. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth removed the Army's top uniformed officer and two other generals without giving a reason for the departures. It was an unusual personnel move during major combat operations against Iran. Meanwhile, President Trump offered no clear timeline on when the war may end during Wednesday's nationwide address. He said the conflict would end very shortly, but also said U.S. military forces would continue to hit Iran hard for the next 2 to 3 weeks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Authorities in Bangladesh say five people have died in a fire that broke out at a factory manufacturing gas lighters near Bangladesh's capital. Seven firefighting units were deployed to extinguish the blaze. This is SRN News. A Methodist agency endorses sex change operations for children.
Bishop Julius Trimble is head of the United Methodist Church's General Board of Church and Society. In an article, he condemns states that are passing bans on sex change operations on kids, saying, quote, "As United Methodists, we are called to stand with transgender people, rejecting laws that allow politicians to dictate their health care decisions." Trimble is urging UMC members to support Democratic legislation to overturn the sex change bans. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Justice Department is investigating whether California and Maine violate the rights of female inmates when they house them with men. The investigation will focus on the California Institution for Women in San Bernardino County and the Central California Women's Facility in Madero County, as well as the Maine Correctional Center in Windham. This is SRN News. President Trump has signed an order intended to stabilize college sports.
President Donald Trump has signed an executive order aimed at fixing college sports that would give federal agencies authority to cut funding at schools that do not comply with mandates covering transfers, eligibility, and pay for play. The order is a laundry list of proposed fixes, many of which lawmakers and college leaders have been pushing for since the approval of a $2.8 billion settlement changed the face of games that were once played by pure amateurs. Part of the order calls for the establishment of clear, consistent, and fair eligibility limits, including a 5-year participation window. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
United Airlines is raising checked bag fees as higher fuel costs ripple through the airline industry. Most travelers flying United will have to pay $45 for their first checked bag. More details, srnnews.com.